This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Phil Hogan, European Union trade chief, says he's looking to have a trade deal in place with the Trump administration and the U.S. by March 18th. Politico says he's working on a package of agreements for EU leaders to present to Trump in the coming weeks. Among the potential concessions the EU may be willing to make are speeding up the approval process for certain genetically modified organisms, as well as allowing U.S. imports of tallow, which is a form of beef or sheep fat. Why March 18th? That's when higher U.S. retaliatory tariffs on Airbus planes are set to take effect. The Trump administration last week raised duties from 10 to 15%, but suspended implementing that increase. Hogan says the move by Washington, as well as the decision to not raise tariffs on EU farm goods, was seen as a positive sign that the U.S. is ready to make a deal. The U.S. also didn't do anything to increase the 25% duties in place on European food and alcohol products. The U of I's Farm Policy News website says reports are surfacing that China is looking to purchase some U.S. farm products by early March. The gesture would be intended to show the U.S. that it will meet its commitments outlined in the Phase 1 trade deal. The Chinese government is in discussions over what commodities it could potentially buy at the end of February or in early March. The purchases would show the U.S. that China intends to stick to the trade deal despite the impact of the coronavirus. Additional reports from Reuters show that China intends to grant exemptions on retaliatory duties imposed on almost 700 U.S. farm products, which would be the most substantial tariff relief to be offered so far. That would be the third round of tariff relief offered by China and comes just 1 week after the Phase 1 trade deal went into effect last Friday. China has already been issuing tariff waivers on more of an ad hoc basis for U.S. farm products, including soybeans. The exemption announcement that came this week includes energy products like crude oil. And finally, in news from the USDA, the Department of Ag is reminding producers interested in the CRP program that the sign-up deadline is next Friday, the 28th. The sign-up is available to farmers and private landowners who are either enrolling for the first time or re-enrolling for another 10 to 15 years. Farmers and ranchers who enroll in the program get yearly rental payments for voluntarily establishing a long-term resource-conserving plant species such as an approved grass or tree, which can control soil erosion, improve water quality, and develop wildlife habitat on marginally productive agricultural land. The CRP program has 22 million acres currently enrolled, but the 2018 Farm Bill has lifted that cap to 27 million. The program is marking 35 years this year with many milestones. It's prevented more than 9 billion tons of soil from eroding. That's enough soil to fill 600 million dump trucks. And the program has also sequestered an average of 49 million tons of greenhouse gas. That's equal to taking 9 million cars off of the road. And stay with us. More WSMI Ag News after this.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Have you had your eye on a new Caterpillar machine? We have great news. Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can save up to $5,000 on the purchase or lease of eligible Cat machines, including wheel loaders, small and medium dozers, backhoe loaders, excavators, and more. Members also receive an additional $250 credit on work tool attachments purchased with new Cat machines. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 and join today.
And we're back here on your Friday Afternoon Ag Show. An Indiana company is working to improve safety on America's farms, which are one of the most dangerous places to work in the country. Ashley Davenport has more from Indiana.
A 2019 report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics ranked farming and ranching as the seventh most dangerous occupation in the U.S. There were 257 fatal injuries and 280 non-fatal injuries reported last year. A good day's work is trying to reduce those numbers by providing a resource to train employees beyond meeting OSHA requirements to build a culture of safety on the farm. According to Safety Director Marty Huseman, it was difficult to find training relative to agriculture. A good day's work set out to create more than 30 different types of real-life scenarios on actual farms to talk about all aspects of safety, and that includes grain bin safety.
We have a class for that. It really kind of gets people to think through what they're doing. We don't want to see people working alone. That's just a number one mistake. Grain bin is really a confined space, so it needs to be treated as such. And we'd really like to see employees be taught how to put on a harness and how to know how to be tied off anytime they enter a grain bin.
Huseman says that farmers should never enter a bin with moving grain, and there should be a lockout tagout system in place on the farm as well. Air quality is also important when it comes to grain bin safety.
If there's molds or something growing in the bin, it can deplete the amount of oxygen. We need about 19.5% oxygen. To really know that, we really need to have a gas monitor. Those probably aren't on many farms, but they should be.
Aside from harnesses and a gas monitor, Huseman says another tool you should have is ear protection, especially when you're around during the drying process.
We want to protect our hearing. Anything over 85 decibels is potentially damaging. We think, oh, we'll just do that in little spurts. It should be okay, but hearing loss is accumulative. But if we know those things now, it doesn't take much to put on some muffs or input in some plugs. It's the little things that we do now in our younger years so that we don't pay the price when we get older.
To learn more about a good day's work and providing video training for your operation, visit agooddayswork.ag.
Thank you, Ashley. Moving on into State of Illinois Ag News now on your Friday. Most parts of Illinois will see weekend temperatures in the 50s. Meteorologist Andy Irvin is with the National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities.
Really, the warm air pattern is going to begin tonight, even though we'll never feel it. Obviously, we're starting the day off today with some pretty darn cold temperatures. That weather pattern is on the move. Once we hit Friday, we're already talking about highs reaching 40 degrees. And, you know, that's almost 40 degrees warmer than it is in some parts of the area as we speak this morning. So that's already notable. The weather pattern, we're going to get west winds at the surface and aloft. That brings air from the Rocky Mountains downward, literally downward from the sky. And as that air compresses, it heats up. That's called downslope warming, also called the Chinook wind. We're going to get into that type of air, which often affects the plains, but this time it'll come through us as well. And that's going to be over the area Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're going to get a remarkable three-day stretch of decent weather coming out of this cold. And it does look like highs will reach at least around 50. If we've got the full sunshine, it does look like maybe some low 50s are possible. But even if we only make the upper 40s, I don't think it'll be too much to complain about.
Temperatures are expected to cool down early next week, but should stay above normal, with some areas of the state expected to receive a mixture of snow and rain come Sunday into Monday. In other state ag news now, on a more local scale, however, the Grain and Feed Association of Illinois elected following members to the executive committee at their 127th annual convention and meeting this past week. Kent Sorrells of Sorrells Elevator in Raymond has been elected to serve as second vice president of the Grain and Feed Association of Illinois. And in addition to Kent, Spencer Jansen of Farmers Grain in Litchfield and Fillmore has been appointed as the new South Area Director of the Grain and Feed Association for the state. The Grain and Feed Association is a statewide trade association for the grain and feed industry of the state. Membership consists of country and terminal grain elevators, feed dealers, feed manufacturers, grain brokers, truckers, and both corn and soybean processors, as well as companies who provide goods and services to the industry. So congratulations to Kent and Spencer on their new positions in the Grain and Feed Association. Moving on now to the local Ag Community Bulletin Board, the U of I Extension will be holding a Starting Seeds Indoors workshop next week. That'll be held at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. Andrew Holsinger, the U of I Extension's horticulture educator, will present varieties of techniques for starting your seedlings indoors. The program will be next Wednesday afternoon from 1:30 till 3. Cost for the program is $5 and will include handouts. Pre-registration is due by next Tuesday, the 25th, and you can do so by either visiting their website, which is extension.illinois.edu/CJMM, or you can call the Extension office in Hillsboro, where the event will be held, at 532-3941. And that'll wrap it up for the Ag Show on this Friday afternoon, but remember, if you have any ag-related stories for us, those can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Friday, February 21st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.